the taper pushes up the 10-year, or make that the talk of the taper. From APM in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary with the Marketplace Midday Update. And we're going to start with the U.S. bond market, where the 10-year bond hit a 3% yield. And that, of course, is after the Federal Reserve announced its taper, scaling back its bond buying program. Joining me now is David Kelly, Chief Market Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are seeing the 10-year touch 3% for the first time since September. This is a result, I guess, of the taper?
Well, it certainly is a result of the Federal Reserve announcing the taper. But actually, if you look at what the Federal Reserve is doing, they actually increased their bond purchases last week. So they will be reducing their bond purchases a little bit in January. And so I guess it's about the taper. But long-term interest rates still have some distance to move upwards.
So money is not really earning a ton in bonds still at this point. Where do you think people are going to be putting their money in 2014 if they're not getting a ton out of the bond market?
Well, that's the problem. Already we've seen interest rates back up by about 1% over the course of the last year. But if they rose by another 1%, you'd lose more money in principal on a 10-year bond than you'd make in interest. So it's still not looking like a great investment. And because of that, and because you're not really getting much in savings accounts, I think investors will still be moving money towards the stock market in 2014.
But that actually raises another interesting question, because the stock market's way up there, which means you have to have a fair amount of money to buy into it at the first place.
One thing I would say about the U.S. stock market is it is a little bit different from where it was 12 months ago because it's 30% higher. I think U.S. investors, we still like the U.S. stock market, but I think it's very important to look overseas also. Take a look at emerging markets. Take a look at Europe, where stocks are a little bit cheaper than they are here in the United States.
This is the last time we're going to talk to you this year. What are you watching in 2014 that flies below the radar a little bit?
Maybe just how people feel about the economy. I mean, for a long time, people have felt that this economy was down, that there was something seriously wrong with it. But we're seeing the unemployment rate fall. We've seen good gains in home prices and stock prices. I think we'll see good gains in jobs. We should have less rancor coming out of Washington. I think we may actually just see an uplift in the popular mood in 2014. And that, it's positive and negative. Mostly it's positive. People will feel better. But it also raises the risk of the danger of bubbles and things like housing and stocks. You know, people have been very nervous. People are less nervous right now, but I think it's still important to be prudent when it comes to investing in 2014.
David Kelly from J.P. Morgan Funds, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Maybe you got a new phone or some new apps for Christmas. Well, come New Year's, you might want to check state law about what you can do with your phone while driving. Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports there's a slew of new rules on the books.
Driving while texting or holding your cell phone comes under the category of distracted driving. And a lot of states have cracked down on it, but Russ Martin with AAA says there's more to come.
One of the most high-profile distracted driving laws that are going to be coming into effect on January 1st is a ban on handheld cell phone use in the state of Illinois.
California is going to start enforcing a law that bans anyone under the age of 18 from riding or reading a text while driving. And Oregon is increasing its fines for texting and talking on a handheld from about $142 to up to $500. Rahi Abuk is a professor at the University of Ohio, and he co-authored a study looking at whether texting bans work. He says initially the number of fatal accidents goes down, but
the bans become ineffective on fatal accidents, and drivers return to their previous behaviors after 3 to 4 months.
Which, unfortunately, is about the lifespan of a New Year's resolution. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace is listener-supported. I know that just goes in one ear and out the other, but it means it is supported by listeners like you. So to keep our coverage compelling, up to date, up to the minute, if you can, make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount will support your daily dose of business insight from us. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. You can donate by going to marketplace.org by the end of the year, December 31st. Thanks.
They can't call it the Weather Channel, but DirecTV has launched a weather channel called Weather Nation, and it's located one channel away from the original weather channel on DirecTV's channel guide. So why are we getting another weather channel? Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
The unveiling of Weather Nation is the latest move in a series of battles between content distributors like DirecTV and content providers, in this case, the Weather Channel.
I think this is a trend because rates continue to escalate.
Laura Martin is a senior analyst with Needham & Company. Those escalating rates are the subscription fees DirecTV pays the Weather Channel. Right now, it's 13 cents per subscriber, according to SNL Kagan. If DirecTV can successfully replace the Weather Channel with Weather Nation, it would save millions of dollars in subscription fees.
So it might make economic sense for a lot of the distributors to do this.
Martin says the Weather Channel's fee is already on the low end, so it doesn't have much room to negotiate. Instead, it's trying to attract more viewers by expanding its content.
I watched four people get struck by lightning in an instant. It knocked them to the ground.
This is a clip from a reality show about modern-day prospectors. If shows like this succeed in attracting new viewers, it'll give the Weather Channel a little leverage in the negotiations. The current deal between DirecTV and the Weather Channel expires next week. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
Some Delta flyers got an extra Christmas present from the airline yesterday, thanks to a website glitch. Delta's site mistakenly sold fares at roughly 90% off the regular ticket price. How does $35 from Raleigh to Philadelphia sound? Delta is honoring the flights that were booked and paid for at the ultra-low price. A similar glitch happened to United earlier this year. In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.